T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like him or not, when it comes to the Dolphins, he's always keeping it 100. Omar Kelly of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Heard exclusively on WQAM. Brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
All right, top of the hour means another chance to win $1,000 before we get to Omar Kelly. It's the 560 WQAM Slam Dunk Contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word SECRET to 72881 and you are registered. Text SECRET, S-E-C-R-E-T, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. The 9 a.m. code word for this hour is SECRET. It's no secret. Omar's on hold.
No, and Omar's ready to go this morning. Omar, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
I'm fine. Got a lot of stuff to get to. I want to ask you your thoughts on everything that you've heard over the last 24 hours about Ndamukong Suh being gone. What were your thoughts?
It surprises me from this standpoint. She is one of the three players that I would label was consistently a top performer for the Dolphins last season. And for you to make that decision that you're going to cut a Pro Bowl caliber player to get the cap space, you can do it and you can get the cap space, but the question is, what are you going to do with that $17 million? And is it going to improve your team significantly? Now, you could talk all this nonsense and foolishness about culture, but I'm there during the season when you talked about how Ndamukong Suh is being a better leader, and let's not be this disingenuous with the people. When you signed him to that mega deal that paid him $60 million guaranteed over the first 3 years, you knew he was a mercenary and not a leader. You knew Ndamukong Suh cared about himself and would always put himself above anything else, and he has a right to, because in this league, if you are a player and you don't take a business approach to this league, they're going to screw you. So Ndamukong Suh is probably one of the best businessmen in the NFL. You knew he was a mercenary. You signed on board. That was the first signing of Mike Tannenbaum. That was a feather in his cap. He got the biggest free agent of that year to sign with the Miami Dolphins, paid him like a quarterback, knowing that you were never going to get quarterback return. But Ndamukong Suh did his job, and you want to sit there and say that, oh, well, it's because we want to change and create the culture. No, stop lying to the people. It's because you know that the team that you've built, that you've spent, yes, it made the playoffs 1 year, but you saw it last year, and you saw that there were cracks in the foundation, and it was faulty, and you know what? We got to start over.
Omar.
Stop lying to the people. You are rebuilding. Don't delete two of your top three players on your team and then say, you know, I can replace it with Adrian Wilson and we should be all right.
Right. No, I think we all agree on this defensive yes. tackle, because we knew what he was when he came here. We knew his reputation. He was brought in here. I thought the same thing. I was thinking when all this stuff starts to leak out, which, by the way, the Dolphins have got to stop leaking negative stuff just to make their point when they get rid of a guy. If you want to say it's about money, say it's about money. We can live with that. But we knew, first of all, he came in, he was a badass. And we wanted more badasses around him. We wanted him to help mm-hmm. everybody else get a different attitude on that front seven. And yeah. that's part of what he did.
It didn't work, though, Joe. I mean, the two of the 3 years, yeah, they got it fixed last year, but the two of the 3 years in Ndamukong Suh, like, you got Ndamukong Suh because you sucked stopping the run. That Casey Rogers line, they just cracked with Randy Starks and Jared Audrey. They just took some, that foundation cracked. So you're like, oh, let's put a lot of money into Ndamukong Suh, and he's going to improve the line. They were worse the next year,
yeah.
and then worse the next year right. after that. And they got better this year, but, you know, is it good enough? It's not good enough. So, okay, you don't like the investment that you made paying Ndamukong Suh like a quarterback. No problem. Say that. We made a mistake. That's what we need. We talk so much about players taking accountability for what they do or for their shortcomings or when they make a mistake. When are we going to start holding these coaches and these executives accountable for the failures that they've done? Because everything that you did in your first year after you took the job, you failed at. It's a bad decision. See, now you want to undo it and blame everybody else as if you didn't do it.
Omar, we still talk a lot about the failures from Jeff Ireland and some of the good things he did, but a lot of the failures. Mike Tannenbaum, so far since he's been here, how do you grade him out?
It's so early to grade him out. I mean, the first thing that he did was Ndamukong Suh. Okay, well, we got to give a failing grade for that because you just literally acknowledged that, okay, bad idea. Then the second thing he did was sign Ryan Tannehill to an extension. And that's great. Tannehill's going to make $18 million a year, which by right now looks like a bargain compared to what the rest of the quarterbacks are making. And truth be told, Tannehill will probably be a starter in the NFL for at least the next 5 to 7 years, whether it's with the Dolphins or not. He's done enough to prove that, he gives you a chance. So he's going to make $15 million a year, no matter what, whether the Dolphin fans hate him or not. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I forget the name of the guys who were drafted with Marino, but one of them started with Blackledge, or I forget what it is. Joe, you know that era. I mean, that's who Tannehill is. He's never going to be a marquee quarterback, but hey, he's a starter in this league. So you put some respect on his name. So I don't give that a failing grade. But then the next thing you did is Mike Pouncey's contract. I don't have a problem with Mike Pouncey's contract, but a lot of fans do. They're not going to cut him this year because they know he's still a good player and has the potential to rebound and get better. So I'm not going to give that a failing grade. And then the next thing is Adam Gase's hiring. I think Adam Gase is a good coach. I think he has the potential to be a good coach. But you know what good coaches need? They need talent. And right now I see more talent leaving the team than being added to it.
Can we fill all the needs we have? Because we've opened up more holes, obviously, now a defensive tackle. And I'm calling it inside receiver. I'm done with slot. Inside receiver and everything. Can you fill all those needs plus tight end?
Well, right now you've got money to work with, eventually play with, make some additions and changes. The question is, how do you do it? Who do you spend? I project they'll have $26 million in cap space. Who are you spending this $26 million on? And I've seen this before where they let good players go and then try to replace them with cheaper players. And I can tell you what the outcome is. It's usually horrible.
It is horrible.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, yeah, it's like the guy that was a part-time special teams player and started 6 games for a team last year when the other guy got injured. We take those guys, and they come down here, and they just disappear.
They're stealing money. They're literally stealing money. I mean, Joe, and you might find one maybe decent gem that can hold you over until you draft the young player that you believe will transcend and ascend. Like, let me ask you a question: do you remember the player Jarvis Landry replaced?
No.
Okay, it was the slot receiver, the one that was talking for Mike Wallace. I forget what his name is.
Oh, Brandon, was it Gibson? Brandon Gibson?
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
This is what we're going to do. We are really going to do this. We're doing this again, and the Richard Marshalls of the world. We're doing this again. Let's not sit here and lie to the people. I don't do that. You know me, Joe. I don't do that. Dolphins are rebuilding. Don't lie to them.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they're rebuilding, there's going to be some people lose jobs. If they have a rebuilding record, I don't know if there's an impressive way if they win 5 or 6 games. There are going to be some changes.
One of the benefits of being covering this team for a decade, Joe, and you've been there right along with me for this ride, is that I've seen this cycle come. And you know what happens now when the management has an offseason that the coach doesn't like? It's a power struggle, and then they start stabbing each other in the back, and one of them is going to survive.
Who's got the most power of the three?
Yeah.
You like Tannenbaum's?
Who makes it?
You like Mike's power at the top in New York, or what do you like?
Oh, no doubt in my mind, Gase has the most power, and Gase will be the survivor. The question is, who survives with him? And I know right now, things ain't looking real hot for Mike Tannenbaum.
Mm. Well, Miami Dolphins just tweeted out, by the way, we've released Lawrence Timmons, so it's official. Lawrence Timmons.
Some
longer.
Everybody knew like
yeah, not,
6 months
ago. Not breaking news. Not
everybody
breaking
knew
news.
After he
yeah.
went AWOL yeah, in L.A., it. We
and
knew.
Yeah. And here's what's going to happen. The next time they need a distraction, they'll say, oh, yeah, we were really doing something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is. I mean, I know the game because we've been playing it for so long. It's this mediocrity merry-go-round. We don't want to play good players, but you know what? We'll go out, we'll sign a stopgap guy to patch it up, and then we'll draft the guy that hopefully we could develop. And, you know, it's the same thing with when they got rid of Lamar Miller. When they let Lamar Miller go, they drafted, 16 running backs, added a couple free agents, and hoped one of them panned out. And then one of them did pan out. And then you know what we did? He was disgruntled. He had an attitude. He was a problem. And these are all true things. Then they traded him. Then they were like, oh, well, we're going to go and develop a guy. And luckily, Kenyon Drake emerged. But I will tell you, that's luck, not talent, because you have done a bad job in stocking this team with talent and then retaining the talent. This is just a bad job.
Omar, I got to ask, what happened to you and Jeff Darlington today?
You both are drinking the same coffee, man.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you two, I feel like I'm getting paid about $200 an hour. You two are letting it rip today, man.
I don't even know what he said. I honestly don't even know what he said, but it's just very easy to see. I mean, we've dealt with so much dysfunction in this franchise. And remember, this whole regime was about the end of the dysfunction, the end of that, that was our problem in the past. We were dysfunctional and we had to fix that. Got to fix. Okay. Well, where are we right now? Where are we right now?
Yeah. Well, listen, Omar, we got to let you run, bud. Thanks for coming on, and we hope you feel better for getting
after
rid
this,
of that stuff.
No,
that
this, was, probably, this is good, getting off your
that,
chest.
That
man,
was
yeah.
very strong, by the way. Yeah. I thought you brought in your A-pluser
yes.
today, man. Good stuff. Thanks, Omar.
All right, guys.
See you, Omar.
Yeah. Whew. We got Vincent Trocheck, thank God, coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. Jeez. The Dolphins are just taking a friggin' beating today,
play,
man.
Play a comedy bit or
Holy
something coming up next.
Jeez. I almost said a bad word there, man.
Yeah.
Holy. All right, let's go to break here.
Take a deep breath.
Wow.
I got to go take a shower.
Those two letting it rip today and not real fired up about game plan. Is there one? I will tell you, there's a great game plan at your South Florida Chevy dealers every day.
Thank goodness.
There's a great culture. There's smart people. There's a bunch of good leaders over there. They got a great locker room, and they got great-looking lots. I'm telling you right now, your South Florida Chevy dealers got everything you need with 14 dealerships. I call them all big-time players, all 14 dealerships. And they got something for everybody. As you're looking for that new car, truck, or SUV, you got to check out 2018 and find out why it is so hot right now and why everybody's raving about these great-looking lots from top to bottom, from the Chevy Malibu to the Tahoe LTZs to the Silverado truck family. We got a truck for you. Suburban, Camaro, Corvette, Cruze. I can go on and on. Equinox, Traverse. But, hey, it's not just a great look and a great price. No, it's so much more. All the things important to you and your family. Safety features, fuel economy, the new technology. Maybe you need more space. We want the whole family to be safe and feel good, especially when you get that monthly payment and you're going, wow, am I saving money? At your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Welcome back as we continue on. I don't know who's more fired up today, Jeff Darlington or Omar Kelly, about the Miami Dolphins and everything else going on. By the way, want to let you know that the Panthers, a game home winning streak is over last night, lost to Ottawa. You knew it was going to happen sooner or later. Just That was when you looked at all those wins they had, and you're going, all right, who's got the best chance to beat them? I didn't look at Ottawa being that team.
No.
Who has really struggled. They got Boston and Edmonton still left on this homestand. Vincent Trocheck's going to join us, Florida Panthers, from the Florida Panthers, who's having a hell of a season on his way to a 30-goal season and playing really well, especially on power plays. So we'll talk to Vinny about all the stuff with the Panthers. Of course, we can't catch him off a winning streak. We got to catch him off the
of course.
The like, hey, man, well, let's talk about all those wins.
Well, we got lucky. Last couple weeks, though, had Coach Bugner on, like, we've had him on after wins. The beginning of the season, we had, I think, four straight interviews with him after bad losses.
Yeah, the boogeyman has been fired up, and he should. Late last night, the Miami Heat take it on the chin against the hottest team in the NBA, Portland, without Dwayne Wade and Hassan Whiteside, so two guys that you could have really used. Now they're in Sacramento. Finally
bounce
get to
back.
Go to a real NBA city, a big NBA city.
When?
Sacramento.
Oh, you mean tonight. Oh, what?
That's big. Get to play Sacramento tomorrow night.
It's big because there's not a lot to do, so you just play basketball and then leave, right? That's what you mean by big NBA city?
I think if
what are you doing in Sacramento? You got a night in Sacramento. What are you doing?
Ooh,
you're tough. Out. You live out there.
There's not much.
Okay, so it's actually a good city for our team to be in because they're not going to go out.
You know, Sacramento's the state capital, but besides that, because most people don't care, it's right between almost equal distance between San Francisco and Lake Tahoe.
Equal distance away on both
driving.
Sides? So how many hours on both sides of that? Yeah, so you're not going to either one if you're only there for the night.
Yeah, so
our team is safe.
It's probably too far away that you don't want to make that and get caught there.
You don't
want
to make that trip, yeah.
But you know what they used to do? The big three used to stay in the city and then travel up just the night before in time to get to sleep and then play the game. So if they had
an
extra night, they always worked it out, especially when they had all the good players. They're like, oh, hell no, we ain't going to Sacramento for two nights. There's no way.
LeBron had a place out there, of course.
There's no way.
Now he's got a bigger place.
We'll go to L.A. If we're playing Golden State before we go to Sacramento, we'll stay there. Plenty to do in the Bay Area. So
can you rent like a helicopter or like a small plane?
I guess they all could, but I don't know if they did. God, my phone is blowing up.
Blowing up.
It's amazing. These two guys all start talking, and I got everybody just all over the place on everything going on.
Did we light a gasoline fire somewhere in Davie?
No.
Okay.
The Dolphins did that.
Oh, okay. So we just were next to it, like a powwow.
The Dolphins did. Hey, let's go ahead and check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. 56022. We got a lot of them coming in this morning, and we're gonna be talking some hockey. So go ahead and let me know what you got flying here.
All right. Culture change on your third year in. That's a desperate attempt to buy time to save their butts. Build through the draft. How? You don't keep them. Anyone with a backbone is a threat to Gase, who looks really soft right now. Philbin 2.0. Shot at Gase.
Culture in year three and letting that get out does not look good.
No.
It's something that you may need to do privately. You do privately. But you don't let culture and locker room and all that stuff all of a sudden in year three after you've won six games doesn't look good.
Tell Omar to stop saying that Gase's strength is relating to players because that's clearly a lie.
Yeah.
Another one of that. A lot of Gase hating right now.
It is amazing that all the good things that Coach Gase did in the first year.
Oh, wiped out by a 6-10 year.
6-10.
And wiped out.
With penalties and turnovers and now all this stuff going on. So, yeah, he's going to get his share of heat, too. He's a head coach.
Okay, here's an interesting one. Hey, Joe, Dolphins' recent trades have nothing to do with money. Mr. Ross has plenty. Gase is getting rid of defiant black players so the Dolphins can continue to run their organization like a plantation. This person is literally saying that it's the white guys. Yeah, I mean, come on. Seriously? This is what happens. This is what happens when the fire gets started. Yep.
Yeah.
Here's another
I don't know
one.
If he knows it, but the league is made up of 70-something percent black players. Yep. So it just.
Yeah. And this is what's coming in right now. The best players on the Dolphins are all Hickey's draft picks, by the way. That's what someone texted. I don't know if that's accurate. I think that whole Hickey draft that he did by himself are all gone now. I got to go back and look it up, but I think
Hickey was here 1 year. He's in Buffalo now, but he was here 1 year. I don't even remember his draft. It's 3 years ago. Who was it?
I'd have to look back and see what that Dolphin draft
not
was.
Not sure.
Yeah. But I don't think.
And by the way, I'm not looking it up right now.
No, you're not? Oh, you're just throwing that out there?
Computer kicked off and I'm done. Keep going
That's
back.
That's it? You're frozen out?
Stinking thing keeps doing it. Yeah. What do you got?
Isn't the Sue signing a Tannenbaum thing his first thing and drafting Phillips? Well, the Sue signing definitely is. And he was here for the Jordan Phillips.
I would say that as word goes, that Mike Tannenbaum was all in on Phillips. That's the guy he wanted. He just saw if we can knock out the taking plays off, we got a real good defensive tackle.
Well, here's another one. Tannenbaum is trying to save his butt, so he's blaming the coach. The blame game normally happens when the team is struggling.
I don't think anybody's blaming anybody because they haven't played yet. Right? I mean, we still got a draft, but I will say this, and I said it yesterday, they got a lot of pressure. The three of them equally, the coach, the GM, and the VP of football operation, they are under a heated microscope.
Yep.
By the way, it's not just a microscope, but it's got
heat. It's hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. Like it's hot.
Like in the science class. Like you're. Yeah, that's what it's
going on. Yeah, it's got some extra.
Omar
heat
just
to
texted
it.
Me that Hickey's draft. Juwan James is all that's left from that draft, all by himself. And if Juwan leaves, that means the entire draft class from that year is gone.
See, I always think that's not that many years ago. It just looks bad when 3 or 4 years later, always happens to Dolphins. Like your whole draft's gone, and you're like, really? Like somebody didn't pan out. You wanted to keep more than, and there's a lot of turnover. Don't get me wrong. The league is, but sometimes you get special players that play 7 or 8 years for you to see a 30th birthday. Yeah. We haven't had a lot of those.
No, you don't. You're right. It's a good point right there. Just that 30th, that kind of window of the 30, 29
it's
to 30.
The second contract of your homegrown.
That's it. Yeah. Enough with Gase being a great offensive mind. Mike McCoy was a coordinator in Denver, not Gase, and then Gase ran a below-average offense in Chicago. Here we go, Gase hating. We go from Gase hating to Tannenbaum. Tannenbaum did this to the Jets. It's back and forth. It's one text, I hate Gase, I hate Tannenbaum. Chris Greer, he looks like, knight in shining armor at this point.
Well, Chris Greer is smart about one thing. Chris Greer doesn't do very many interviews. He doesn't do anything. He does, like, what do you want me looking for? I'll go out and look for it, try to get you the best player. You coach the team, and the other guy's got final say.
Here it is. Joe, the biggest problem with the Finns is we have a glorified CPA running personnel right now. Mike Tannenbaum needs to be fired today.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I don't think so either.
No.
Can you tell me which of the dump players single-handedly improved this team? They're all gone. They gone. Well. You talk about Sue, you talk about Landry, Timmons, the guys that have been cut.
You can say whatever you want, but two of the best players on the team last year were Ndamukong Suh. I'm not saying the best. You could,
of the best.
But Jarvis Landry and Ndamukong Suh, and I know on a team that went 6-10, but you can say that about every player. I can say about every player you're going to keep. You're 6-10 with those guys. But people only use it for guys who make the most money and whatever
else.
That's
how fans look at it.
But I guess my only thing is you can get rid of guys. It's fine. Salary cap. You're under a salary cap. You can only spend so much money. But don't badmouth guys going out. If you want to say, hey, they just made too much money, couldn't work it out. But don't do the culture thing and bad guys in the lock. And all of a sudden you didn't get enough leadership from certain guys. Like, you know what you were getting. You know what you're getting. Like, Ndamukong Suh is no surprise. Everybody knew what he was like in Detroit.
100%.
Well, you thought he was going to come here and, like, take everybody out to eat at McDonald's every evening?
It'd be interesting.
Get a Big Mac and French fries?
Be interesting. I guess that's good bonding right there.
We got to get going, man.
Vincent Trocheck's joining us next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Well, we're all fired up, man. 8 straight home wins, right? And you're going, okay, we got Ottawa. We're in great shape here. Well, last night, Ottawa, after the Panthers come back in that game, end up losing 5-3. Vincent Trocheck joins us from the Florida Panthers. Vince, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Hey, listen, what a hell of a run. I know last night was disappointing. What a hell of a run, though, to get this thing flipped around, even getting a point in Tampa Bay in between this long homestand you've had. What has changed? Vincent, I'm curious. all of a sudden you guys are just playing so much better?
I'm not really sure. I guess you can pinpoint one thing that's really changed. I think it's just a matter of the guys trying to come together and kind of realizing that we kind of have to change the way we're playing if we wanted to make the playoffs. And everybody's kind of bought in recently, and we're playing the right way.
Yeah, I always wonder, the boogeyman comes in with a new system. I always wonder in hockey, how long does it take where you guys finally figure out exactly what a new coach and his staff want?
Yeah, it's different every time. I mean, obviously this year it was a pretty big change. We had a whole new coaching staff, a lot of new players in the team, so getting accustomed to each other and getting accustomed to the system might take a little bit longer. And this year it took a little bit longer than we would have hoped.
Vinny, right back in the playoff picture, obviously, with all these wins late. Are you scoreboard watching at all after the game? You know, trying to see what else is going around the league?
No, I'm trying not to. It's tough to kind of keep it out of your head, though. So every once in a while we'll check just to see it. I mean, we all really know where we stand in the playoff hunt. So it's just a matter of us kind of going out there and doing what we have to do. We really control our own destiny at this point.
Vince, been a good year for you so far. 26 goals leads the team. And the other night, I can't even imagine how good that feels in a shootout to get the game winner, knowing if you score, it's done. There's no more shots, and celebrate with your family against that Rangers in a 4-3 win. What was that like?
Yeah, it's always cool to kind of be the one that has the game on your stick. Going third in the shootout, you get that opportunity. So anytime you get that opportunity, it's exciting. And you want to seize it. Obviously, you know, going into the shootout that Barkey's going to score pretty much every time. So.
The problem is the goalies know too, right? They're like, oh, crap, here comes Barkov. Guy's got like 80% on this damn thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure at this point, Barkey's just a write-off. They're just trying to stop whoever else is
doing it. We got to get that Trocheck next. Hey, I always wonder on that shot. Do you make up your mind and before you even take off to skate, or do you get about halfway and go, you know what, I was going to do this, but I'm going to go with this new move I've been working on? When do you decide what you're going to use?
You kind of have an idea in your head before you go. Obviously, some things change. A goalie can read it one way or another, and then you kind of have to improvise from there, but you have somewhat of an idea.
Got to be nice knowing each night also when you're out there that you got Louis in goal, and he's one of the best to ever be out there. And now, especially in this playoff run, it's nice to have a veteran out there that knows what's going on for the playoffs.
Yeah, he's been incredible for us for the 5 years that I've been here. He's been a Hall of Fame goaltender, like you said. He gives the team confidence that knowing that he's back there. Anytime we make a mistake, we know that he'll be there to back us up. So having him back there gives us a lot more confidence on the offensive side of the puck.
Vincent, 12 power play goals, man, one of the best in the NHL. What has happened on the old power play where we used to come on these shows and go, God, Panthers can't score in a female penitentiary with a handful of pardons on a power play? What has happened?
I think it's just the right personnel coming together. I think we got two really good units. Our first unit's been kind of firing on all cylinders here lately the last couple months. I think it's just a matter of us kind of knowing each other, getting a little bit of a chemistry, and then throwing pucks on that. I mean, good things happen whenever you throw pucks on that.
Hey Vince, one thing about you, because you got a little something to you. You got a little edge to you, a little like I even hear a little confidence right now. One thing the coach doesn't have to worry about with you is he never has to say, Vince, shoot the puck. You're going to shoot him when you got a chance, right?
Yeah, he might say differently, but I like to think that if I have my opportunity, I'm going to shoot it.
Is Coach a rah-rah guy? Does he walk in at like the end of the first intermission or second one, throw a chair against the wall? Is that Bugner at all?
No, he's really not. He's cool, calm, and collected for most of the time. He gets his point across in other ways. He's just, I don't know, he speaks with confidence. He knows what he wants to get out of his players, and he gets it. He doesn't need to yell or scream at anybody.
Hey, Vincent, I just think it's really important to play well. You got two games left. Boston, who's playing really well, and Edmonton coming in here. I know every game's important at this point, and you guys know what's at stake and everything else. Getting yourself right back in this Eastern Conference in one of those eight spots. How important? Do you guys talk about that or nothing needs to be said? You guys get it.
Yeah, nothing needs to be said. We know what we got to do. I mean, obviously we've seen the standings. We know how far out of a playoff spot we are. We know that we need to win games in order to make it. It doesn't really matter who we're playing against. It's got to be the same way, especially against teams like Boston. We got to come in here on Thursday and make sure that we're playing above and beyond what we've been playing.
All right, I know it's another sport, but you guys do any of those March Madness brackets in the locker room, or is it all business at this point?
Yeah, we put together a March Madness bracket. I don't think any of us know what we're doing and what we're looking at. So it's fun to kind of just see what happens.
No, it's perfect. What do you mean? You don't need to know what you're doing.
You're just
right
going to pick
the
us.
Team. Yeah,
you fit
right
in
with
right
us.
In with us. None
you
of
can
us
be in
have
our brackets. Yeah, at that point, it doesn't even matter at that point.
Yeah, I'm clueless. I don't know one single thing about college basketball.
I'll tell you what. I'd like to be in yours, though, Vince, because I got a feeling you guys are all putting in pretty good money, the whole team there. That pot could be pretty good.
Yeah, ours isn't
when
that
it's
good.
Over.
Yeah.
Ours kind of sucks here, over here.
23 guys. I don't know. Probably a couple thousand in there.
Yeah, I got to get in yours. Yeah, Vinny, just tell me where to go. I'll meet you at the arena, and I'll bring my cash. That's
Vince,
it. I want to get into
funny.
Yours. That's good stuff.
All right.
Hey, Vince, thanks for coming on this morning, man. You take care of yourself. Keep scoring those goals, man. Good luck on the rest of this homestand.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me out.
All right. Vincent Trocheck, 26 goals.
Having a pretty good season.
I'll tell you what, getting a 30 would be
big.
Good. But they got all their young, talented guys at core. They call it the core. Really playing well. Barkov, as you just heard, we're actually make fun of it because he's playing out of this world right now. But they got a bunch of guys. Huberdeau's playing great.
Listen, best time to play good right now at the end of the season. How about this? 800-227-0560. You can win a pair of tickets to this Saturday night's game. The Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers at the BB&T Center. 800-227-0560. Caller number 5 right now wins a pair of tickets for that. Some things I need to update you on. Drew Brees has signed a 2-year, $50 million deal with the New Orleans Saints. That was just reported by Jason Lockenfora.
Gave him a bargain.
And Albert Wilson, that wide receiver we were talking about earlier from the Kansas City Chiefs, is reportedly going to sign a 3-year deal with the Dolphins for $24 million. Wow. $8 million a season for the number 3 receiver. And by the way, tonight, Larry Bluestein's doing his show here. Willie Taggart, Randy Shannon going to join Larry Bluestein tonight on the High School Gridiron Report.
That's good stuff. Go, right by there. The way, Randy Shannon is now, if I'm not mistaken, defensive coordinator for Central Florida.
I believe you're right.
So, and Willie Taggart got the job he's always wanted, head coach
That's
of
right.
Florida State. And yeah. Blue, man. Blue's got all those guys.
Yeah.
If it has to do with high school
He's
recruiting and is connected to college, the Blue Meister has got it all. So that should be good stuff.
Schefter reporting 2 years, $50 million for Drew Brees. Team-friendly deal that includes $27 million guaranteed. So basically a 1-year, $27 million deal with an option for the second year, 23, I believe.
Wow.
Brees going nowhere as expected.
Yeah, he didn't want to go.
No.
A lot of people thought he made a mistake at the end of the year. He goes, this is where I'm going to be. I don't want to go anywhere else.
And listen, he took a lot out of the bidding. He still got $50 million over 2 years.
Yeah. And if he plays anything close the way he's been playing.
It's a bargain.
He'll be back and he'll see every dime. They'll jump all over that second tier because it's a friendly number.
So do we need to take the fire extinguisher to the show today or what?
Quarterback. Oh, I got to take a shot. I feel a little dirty.
Yeah.
I feel a little dirty off this whole thing, but I got to go down and finish these brackets. You just heard Vinny talking about the brackets.
We got to get in theirs. How do
we
get
said
in theirs?
He doesn't know anything. We do this for a living, and I don't know 40 teams. 40 teams I did not see play.
Actually is good. That means that you know 28 of them. I don't believe that.
Yeah, that might be a little high,
too. Maybe 50 teams or 55
teams. No,
teams?
I'm good. ACC at half the teams.
Okay. There's nine ACC. Yeah, you're right.
Right. At nine.
Add the Gators to that, so I know you know 10. You love Alabama for some reason, basketball.
I
There's
just
11.
Happened to catch Florida, Alabama. Well, Florida killed them. I think Florida's got a pretty good team.
I know, but we're in the See, you know what happens
how
in
that
bracket.
How that plays that out. Stuff, yeah. We're just about out of time.
You excited about Albert Wilson? 3 years, $24 million.
Is anybody bitching now about
There's
what Kenny
a replacement.
Stills?
Yeah.
Anybody want to bitch about what Kenny Stills making?
Listen, you want to go back in time right now? I think Kenny Stills has got a pretty good deal on him now. Because exactly. Albert Wilson's getting 24 for three. I don't know what's guaranteed in that deal. It's all speculation, but there it is.
I just say it's free agency.
Yeah.
We keep saying free agency, overpay. Yeah. That's the first overpay for a third guy.
Big O's going to break down Albert Wilson next. 3 years, $24 million with the Dolphins. Big O Show coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.